Hi. Let's talk to Alban McGuinness this morning. Alban, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
What is going on in North Belfast? What needs to happen now?
Well, first of all, obviously the rioting, whoever's behind the rioting, it is sustained, and I suspect it's paramilitaries, whether it's the UVF or somebody else.
Who do you suspect it is?
Well, I suspect it's the UVF, but I have no evidence of that. I cannot confirm that to you.
Why won't the
police
tell us?
I will be meeting with the police. I would hope the police will give an indication, but it doesn't matter whether it's the UVF, UDA, or whoever. The fact is that it's sustained violence, which is unnecessary, which is undermining the whole rule of law, which is causing policemen to sustain injury. The same policemen that I have asked to join the police, so therefore I personally feel responsible for young men and women who are involved in the police service. But the fact is that this is not helping the situation with regard to parading or the 29th of September.
Well, why do you think this is about the 29th of September? What do you mean?
Well, I think that this is a message going out from elements within loyalism, militant elements within loyalism, to use a more neutral phrase than paramilitary, to emphasise to the police and to the Parades Commission that they will not accept any restrictions or any determination which in some way affects the free parading of the Loyal Orders on the 29th of September. Now, I think that that is an attempt to intimidate the authorities, and I think that that is absolutely unacceptable. And could I just
Well, the Parades Commission will make a decision and the police will police the decision.
Well, yes, but what these elements are doing is they're sending a warning. They're saying, look, if you impose restrictions, if you restrict this parade in any circumstances, then you'll get what we're delivering now. I think that's the message that's being delivered, and I think that that is totally unacceptable and should be absolutely resisted and condemned by all politicians.
Well, you heard the DUP's Nelson McCausland this
morning.
Well,
I did, and I'm very frightened by what he said. He's talking about civil disobedience. And could I remind him and remind your listeners that he is a minister in the executive, and that he is, as a minister, he has affirmed the pledge of office, which includes, and I'll read it to you, to uphold the rule of law based as it is on the fundamental principles of fairness, impartiality and democratic accountability.
I asked him on a number of occasions if he would condemn people for breaching the Parades Commission decision.
And as far as I can gather, he will refuse to condemn them. And I think that that is contrary to his pledge of office as a minister.
So what are you saying? Are you saying
to uphold the institutions? I can.
Are you saying he's not fit for office?
Well, I'm saying he is breaching his pledge of office, and I think that's a very, very serious situation for any government minister.
What's the STLP going to do about it?
Well, I mean, I'm saying to you now publicly that he has to think very seriously about what he's doing as a minister. Is he prepared to uphold the rule of law? And if he is not prepared to uphold the rule of law unequivocally, then why is he still in office?
Well, let's just be very clear. He personally upholds the rule of law.
Yes, of course he does. But the point I'm making to you is this. If he, by his words of encouragement for civil disobedience, he is encouraging other people not to uphold the rule of law. And that is, I believe, contrary to his ministerial pledge of office.
Well, let's just be absolutely precise about this.
Yes.
He has not encouraged people to break the law. He most certainly has not. He was asked a question as to whether he would condemn people for breaching a Parades Commission decision. That's what he was asked.
Yes,
at no stage, at absolutely no stage, has he ever encouraged people to break the law. And indeed, he has said that he will not comment on what happened 2 Saturdays ago because it's a matter of a police investigation.
Yes, and the point I'm making is this, that he
But you said you were frightened about civil disobedience. Why are you frightened when he said that?
Well, because it encourages people, to break the law. And I say that to you straight. And if he is doing that, then I believe he is not acting responsibly as a government minister.
But what mechanism is there on the Hill for you to take him to task for this?
Well, I think
what have we got in Northern Ireland when this type of thing happens?
Well, I agree with you, but it is up to his ministerial colleagues to examine what he is saying, and in particular the First and Deputy First Minister, to examine what he is saying and to see whether or not it is a breach or a potential breach of a pledge of office. But he is certainly on the borderlines there, and he is certainly, in my view, not being constructive in terms of giving good example to people and encouraging people to obey the law in relation to the Parades Commission. I can understand his objections to the Parades Commission, but the point I have to make is this. The Parades Commission is the lawful authority that regulates parades, and it should be respected as such, and people should obey what the Parades Commission have determined in their legal determinations.
Was Sunday's Republican parade ill-advised?
I think it was.
Why?
Because I think, given the atmosphere that existed in North Belfast after the 25th of August, I believe a parade such as that was, in many ways, regarded by the unionist community as something that was unacceptable.
Okay.
And I think that those who organise such parades should think very carefully about it. They have the right to parade. They have the right to parade, as the loyal orders have the right to parade, but you don't have to exercise that right to parade in very difficult and challenging circumstances.
Do you agree with Sinn Féin's Paul Maskey, who said that the loyal orders need to reroute themselves away from Donegal Street and St Patrick's Church for the remainder of the marching season?
Well, the view amongst people, particularly in Carrickhill, is that the parade should respect their community.
Questions about rerouting.
The church.
Do you think there should be rerouting or not?
No, I'm not suggesting that there be rerouting. But what I'm suggesting is that the loyal orders exercise responsibility and exercise respect for the Carrickhill residents and for the Catholic Church in Donegal Street.
Albert McGuinness, thank you very much indeed.